年是约翰福音前面四章。
28 AD is the first, the beginning of 28 AD are the first four chapters of John.
所以如果你读四福音的话
，and so as we were to read the fourth gospel,
你先读约翰福音前面四章。
We'll first read the first four chapters.
然后呢，你接着就来读马可福音了。
Then you follow the first three chapters of Mark.
那如果你这样按照次序的话，你就会很清楚，不会糊涂的。
And so if you follow this sequence, then you will not be confused.
这是为什么我们要把四福音比较？读合参就这个意思。
And that's the reason why we want to have this harmony of the gospel.
但是普通大家读合参也读得一塌糊涂。
Sometimes that we are very confused, all mixed up.
所以呢，我就愿这个机会就要帮大家把它整理一下。
Using these occasions to reorganize.
所以希望你们回去的时候，你们把它稍微整理一下。
And so when you go back, you may have to reorganize yourself.
所以我再说一遍。
Let's repeat.
主后27年，当他们第一次遇见主，前面四章就是刚好主后27年这一年。
And so that the first four chapters is actually the 27 AD.
跟随主第二年，那么就是马可福音第一章一直到马可福音第三章。
And that the 28 years is actually from Mark chapter 1 to verse chapter 3.
然后从第三年开始，主后29年开始。
And when you come to the beginning of the 28,
这就变成非常非常非常重要的一年。
So it is a very very important year.
太多太多的事就是发生在主定时的这一年。
Many 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 things happen before.
我们平常想，这三年半里面大概很多事情发生，其实很多事情都集中在前一年。
We know that we will say, many many things have happened in 3.5 years, but actually it's 1 year before our Lord was crucified. That is where many things have occurred.
那么第三年，他们第三年开始，就是这个主后29年是怎么开始的呢
？And so how do we begin the 29 AD?
27年是几个门徒跟随主开始的
？That 27 it shows that a few disciples followed Jesus.
28年主耶稣一年又遇见门徒，又呼召门徒开始。
And so that the 28 years that the Lord have met the disciples and called them.
那么29年开始怎么开始的呢
？How do we begin 29 AD?
主呼召了12个使徒。
The Lord has called the 12 disciples.
他祷告了一个晚上。
He has prayed for the whole night.
然后从山上下来。
And when he descended from the mountain,
很多门徒来到他面前。
Many disciples came to him.
他就开始教训他们。
And now began to teach them.
这就是马太福音5章、6章、7章。
And that is where Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7.
所以现在马上你就跳到了马太福音去了。
And so now we jump back to Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7.
现在你明白吗？那个是主后29年。刚刚开始所发生的故事。
And that is the beginning of the 29 AD, and that is what actually happened.
然后没有多久以后
and after that,
主耶稣开始讲比喻了。
Now he begins to mention the teaching parables.
因为他受到反对。
And that he was opposed.
所以这个时候他开始讲比喻。
And now he begins to teach in parables.
他像聪明通达的人就显明出来，像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来，像婴孩就把它彰显
出来。He will conceal all these things and not to reveal to the wise, but he will reveal all this even to the child.
然后五千人吃饱。
And then we followed that he was able to feed the 5,000.
然后七个饼几条鱼叫4000人吃饱。
And then we have again that 4,000 were fed.
然后没有多久以后，你看主耶稣就带着门徒就到了盖撒利亚腓立比的境内。
And now they have entered into the boundary of this Philippi.
比保罗不是有3次环游不到 missionary journey 吗？
Paul has 3 missionary trip.
你知道保罗那个3次的环游不到是根据什么
what was the base of Paul's missionary trip?
就根据主耶稣钉十字架前一年，主耶稣有了3次的环游不到。
And that was the time that Paul actually followed 3 times. One year before the Lord was crucified.
都在加利利。
That it was all around the area of Galilee.
第一次他就从加百农就到了对岸，就是如果加百农是11点钟，就如果加利利海是一个钟的话，那么加百农应该在11点的地方。
And so if the Sea of Galilee is a clock, then Capernaum is at 11 o'clock.
那伯赛大是1点钟的地方。
Now we know that Bethsaida is about at 1 o'clock.
那么提比利亚是8点钟的地方。
Tiberia is
八点钟的地方。
It's at 8 o'clock.
那么现在呢，主耶稣要特别渡到那边去。
And so now the Lord is going to move to the over the other side.
结果你看 鬼就被赶到一个猪群里面去。
That we know that the devil will cast into the swine.
这是第一次的环游步道。
And that is the first missionary trip.
第一次主耶稣到了那边，那是到三点钟那个地方。
And so the Lord has traveled from Capernaum back up to where the 3 o'clock is.
我们刚刚八月份到了以色列。
And in August we were in Israel.
我们还特别到了那个最高的，你在那个湖旁边只有一个地方有很高的悬崖的。
That we know that in the Sea of Galilee there is a very steep cliff.
那么现在呢？因为开了一条路，你看不出来当初是这样的悬崖。
Now there's a road that you can't see that in the beginning, the original.
现在我你可以在那里拍，你现在我们可以在那里拍照，但那个是从前都是坟墓的。
Now previously this is a graveyard. Now we are going to take some photos.
这是唯一的一个地方，那个2000头猪从上面掉下来。
And it was a place that you know that the 2000 swine were cast down into the.
你今天呢？如果到下面，你可以找一些石头。
Today, if we were to go down to the to where the lake is,
那个石头啊，那个石头叫 flintstone, 是火石，火石。
We know that we're able to discover this flintstone.
那圣经不是告诉我们那个被鬼附的用石头砍自己，就这种石头，很尖很利的石头。
And one that was possessed by they use these stones to injure and to cut himself.
所以这是第一次的环游。
And so this is the first missionary trip.
然后到了5000人，然后等到这个这个后来呢？后来到了5个饼2条，就5000吃饱以后
，After the 5000 were fed, my five loaves.
你看主耶稣就到了推罗西顿。
And now he becomes Tiberius.
No, 推罗 Tyre and Sidon.
Tyre and Sidon.
这是主耶稣走的最远的地方。
This is the furthest distance that the Lord has traveled.
然后绕一个好大的圈子，从这个叙利亚那边，今天的叙利亚，然后往南走，然后到了底加波利，就到了今天的。到了今天的这个叙利亚南部叙利亚 Syria
from Lebanon
推罗西顿是今天的黎巴嫩
so you can see the presence today is Lebanon and they move southwards right outto the southern part of Syria.
所以这一次我们差不多有150位弟兄姊妹，有4部车子，我们就到了香柏木的那个地方。
That we,the Cypress Tree.
No, no. 香柏木就是这个，不是，香柏木是。
Cypress.
No. 香柏木是。
Cedar tree.
所以这个是黎巴嫩。
And this is Lebanon.
所以主耶稣到了黎巴嫩，然后呢，到跨过今天的叙利亚，然后就到了加利利海。
That we know that from Lebanon, the Lord has traveled into Syria, and now he has ride back to the Sea of Galilee.
然后绕了一圈。
It is one roundabout.
然后到了摩达拉的村子，大概就遇见了摩达拉玛利亚。
And that is Mary, yeah.
Madeline,
yeah, yeah. Mary Madeline.
所以这个是第二次的环游。
And this is the second trip.
第三次环游是从什么呢？是从这个加百农，然后到了波塞大，然后到了黑门山下再回来。
That we know that it is the second was from Capernaum, Capernaum to Bethsaida,
and then, 然后就到黑门山下。
Mount Hermon,
yeah. Yeah. 然后从 Mount Hermon 再下来的。
Then after that, they moved down south from Mount Hermon.
因为变化山是在黑门山上。
That we know that the Mount of Transfiguration is very near to Mount Hermon.
那该撒利亚，该撒腓利比的境内那个城刚好是在黑门山下。
The Caesar's Philippi is actually at the foot of the Mount Hermon.
一个在山下，一个在黑门山顶。
One is at the foot, one is at the mountain.
一个是在那里主耶稣启示基督教会十字架和国度。
One is where the Lord revealed that the kingdom, the cross.
No, 这次序不对，一定要基督教会
Christ,
十字架跟国度。
Christ, the cross and the kingdom.
No, Christ, the church.
Christ, the church,
the cross,
the cross and the kingdom.
And the kingdom. 所以这个是就在那个黑门山下，给我们主耶稣所讲的。
And that is the foot of Mount Hermon.
所以你知道那然后呢，过了快到这个祝棚节的时候。
And now as they draw near to the festive of the tents,
主耶稣就最后一次离开加利利，再没有回加利利。
And that is the last time the Lord has departed from Galilee and he didn't return.
一直等到他从死里复活。
It is only till that he was resurrected.
那是后来他和门徒们约定在加利利在那里与他们相遇的。
And then they met together with the disciples at the Sea of Galilee.
所以这个大概就可以说是四福音里面最大的几件事情。
And this is what is the great event that happened in the four gospels.
那么当然你要再往前再推一年才行。
Now we need to move back another year.
因为主耶稣三十年出来传道。
Because the Lord came to teach about 30 years.
第一件事情就是在约旦河实境。
First, that it was around the region of River Jordan.
然后没有多久以后，就四十昼夜在旷野里面受试探。
And then he was tested 40 days and night at the wilderness. In the wilderness.
然后才遇见这几个门徒。
Then only then he has met his disciples.
所以大概就是在遇见门徒的前一年，主后二十六年。
And so that is right before he met the disciples. That is about 26 AD.
应该是祝棚节那个时候。
And it is around the festive of the temple.
主耶稣从水里上来。
That he was being baptized, he came out from the water.
然后在那一段时间有四十天在犹太旷野四十昼夜。
And that he was that in the wilderness for 40 days and night, and he was tempted.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想现在这个很清楚了，就是你从主钉十字架往回推推推推，一直推到他出来传道为止。
And so that now we can trace back from his when he was crucified right up to the day that he began his ministry.
然后你再往前推。
And so that we will move backwards.
那主耶稣十二岁的时候。
And that was when he was 12 years old.
那个应该是主后八年的时候。主后八年的时候。
So it is around about 880.
然后你再往前推。
And so if you move back again.
那个应该是主后四年。那就是马太福音第一章的时候。
And that is the 4th AD, and that happens to be in Matthew chapter 1.
那就几个博士的故事了。
And that talk about the story of the wise man.
然后再往前推一年。
And that we will move backwards for another year.
那就是路加福音第一章。
And that is where the beginning of Luke chapter 1.
你看见主耶稣怎么降生在伯利恒。
How he has his birth at Bethlehem.
然后有星出于雅各。
And that is a star that came from Jacob.
然后几东方博士看见了那颗星。
And so the wise men from the east, they have seen the star.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们这样讲，结果就和昨天晚上就完全连在一起。
And so what we have all linked together with what we have mentioned last night.
因为约翰跟随了羔羊。
Because John has followed the lamb.
所以现在我们对于主在地上的日子就清楚。
And so we are very clear the days that when the Lord was on earth.
从跟随主，从诞生到钉十字架。
From his birth right up to his crucifixion.
大概是三十三年半。
It is about 33 and a half years.
所以这里面所发生的故事，四福音所发生的故事，我们大概已经跟弟兄姊妹讲清楚。
And so that we can see that we have given an account of what has happened in the four gospels.
然后你再回过头回到旧约。
Now we turn back to the Old Testament.
333个预言。
And we talk about the 333 prophecies.
有好几个预言讲到主耶稣应该在什么时候被锁定在这个时间里。
And so there are many prophecies that mention that how our Lord will be locked into this space and time.
那个就是昨天晚上我们所说的。
And this is what we have mentioned last night.
所以把昨天的跟今天连在一起。
And so as we link that what we have last night and tonight,
那我想我们已经做了一个很重要预备的工作。
And that we have made the ground of preparation.
就当你读四福音的时候。
And so as we read the four gospels,
你一定要把时间要把它弄清楚。
That we need to be very clear about this time frame.
好，那如果这样的话呢，你怎么读四福音呢？
And so how do we study the four gospels?
就是最有效的读四福音， very effective one.
How do we effectively study these four gospels?
那就是说你是当然，或者我当然，你第一就是先读路加福音前面三章。
First, you should begin with the first three chapters of Luke.
那么这个就是从主耶稣降生一直到三十岁。
That is where from the birth of Christ right up to about 30 years old.
那一段时间就清楚了。
And that time is very clear.
然后呢，我们接下来的就应该是约翰福音前面四章。
Then we should follow with John Gospel the first four chapters.
然后马可福音前面三章。
Then we follow the first three chapters of Mark.
这样的话，我们已经是完成了，一直到了主后二十八年，从主前五年一直到主后二十八年。
That is from 5 BC, right up to 28 AD.
所以很清楚的。我再说一遍哈。路加福音三章，前三章；约翰福音前四章；马可福音前三章。那么然后呢？现在你如果再读下去的话
，So as we continue，
那我就建议弟兄姊妹从第四章第三章这个第几节读起？第三章第十三节读起。
From Mark chapter 3 verse 13。
然后一直读到第几章呢？一直读到第。九一直读到第 九章
until chapter 9。
等等，好，我们应该是不一直读到不一直到第九章，第九章完
until the end of the chapter 9。
所以呢，如果你从马可第三章十二三。